This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Keeping a secret can be hard, especially within some corners of what you might label small town Texas. Now, Tyler isn't exactly tiny, mind you, but you don't have to go too far to meet someone who knows someone else, and rumors can spread like wildfire. Growing up in Texas, Lou Ann Smoot knew this, of course, and she kept her secret for most of her life, but not anymore. The grandmother of six is the author of the book, Out, A Courageous Woman's Journey. Lou Ann, thanks for your time.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your calling me.
Tell us about your family when you were growing up. Southern Baptist, right?
Southern Baptist. My dad was a school superintendent who began his career in South Texas. They were leaders in their church. It seemed like we were there every time the doors opened. And I learned to take my religion very seriously.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I guess that's how you wound up at Baylor, right?
I chose Baylor. That was my choice. They let me pick a college. I think they may have regretted it later in that I didn't realize how expensive it was at the time. I was just choosing it because it was Baptist.
But you had some important experiences there at college. I mean, college is always a growth experience, or usually a growth experience for young people. But what happened in 1956? You had a roommate.
I had a roommate, and we fell in love with each other. And this was a real shocker to me. Having been brought up in a very, very conservative home, I had never heard the words gay, lesbian, homosexual. I had no idea it was even possible for a girl to fall in love with another girl. So I had no vocabulary to explain to myself what was going on.
Can I ask, how did you know you were in love?
Oh, it was just such an overwhelming feeling, and I had never been in love before, but I just felt I couldn't live life without her.
Did anyone know that you two were in love?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We had enough sense to realize that this was something you didn't talk about. And I think we knew that because we had never heard anybody talk about it.
Now, did anyone catch on, or did anyone get, I guess your mom at some point did.
My dad caught on because when the Christmas holidays came, we were separated for the first time. And we missed each other so much that we were always writing letters back and forth. Well, my dad was a sociology major, and he had knowledge of same-sex attractions, and he called on and rightly concluded that his only daughter was gay. And that's when he told Mother and sent her in to have a talk with me.
What did your mom say?
Well, of course, she shared with me what she had been taught, which was it was sinful, and it was certainly an unacceptable way for me to live my life. Now, she and Dad had plans for me to earn my teaching certificate. And she told me that evening that no school district would ever hire me to teach in their schools. And then she explained that we would have a very difficult time just finding a place to live, that no one would rent us an apartment. And she said, practically no one would even sell you a house. So she painted a very bleak picture of our future together.
Let me ask you something, though. At that time, she was kind of right, wasn't she? I mean, if people knew.
Yes, she was very right. She was exactly right.
So what did you do then? Did you break it off with your first love?
No, we continued to carry on an affair at Baylor for about 2.5 years. And then when we eventually separated, then that was the end of it. I went ahead and followed my parents' advice and eventually got married. Stayed married for 37 years.
Wow.
And was faithful to my husband during all of that time. I do know that we continued a correspondence until the early 70s. And at that time, I was very despondent with my marriage, and I wrote something to her that I should not have written. I made a comment that at least I was thankful that I knew what love was all about. And I knew she read those letters to her husband. I knew that. And after I mailed it, I thought, how is she going to explain what I wrote? And when she didn't answer, I decided that's the way it needs to be. I never did write her again, and she never did write me again. And that was the end of our staying in contact with each other.
Did your husband know? Did he have any inkling?
No. No, he didn't know. I didn't want him to know, of course. I knew if he ever found out that I was gay, that in the courts of that day and time, and in many courts still today, it's the gay parent who is declared the inept parent, and custody of the children is awarded to the straight parent. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't read anything about the subject because I was scared to death somebody might figure out I was gay. And then I avoided having a close friend. Because of that fear, I just might fall in love with her.
Hmm.
So I became like a shell of a person.
Was there a moment when you realized you couldn't continue this way?
Yes, there was a moment. That occurred in August of 1999. At that time, I was 60 years of age. I was teaching a ladies' Sunday school class in the First Baptist Church, and one day I was simply visiting with one of those members, and she began telling me about her son, who was an artist, and this thought came into my head, her son is gay. Now, it was like a light bulb going off in my head, and the thought I had was not in the form of a question. I knew her son was gay. And for that reason, I believe God put that thought in my head, and I believe God pushed me into what I did next, which was ask this woman, is your son a homosexual? Well, you don't go around asking people that question.
Certainly not
in
back then.
Texas, and a member of a Southern Baptist church.
Right.
Well, she was shocked, and she hesitated for a long time, and then she finally said, yes, but that's just the way God made him, and God loves him just the way he is, and we should too. Well, it was my turn to be shocked. I had never heard that before, that God loved gays. Her words that morning changed my life. And I hate to admit it, but I fell in love with her.
Hmm.
That feeling of love for a woman came out of the blue and hit me hard. And that's when I knew I couldn't keep pretending.
So you had to talk with your husband.
I did. I finally, 5 months later, I asked my husband for a divorce. And even then, I just told him I was very unhappy in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I realized he was blaming himself for some things that had absolutely nothing to do with my asking for a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reminded myself, we'd been married for 37 years, and I thought, you know, I owe him the truth. He took me in his arms and held me close and began sobbing. And I held him and cried. When we eventually sat on the sofa, I placed a box of tissues between us, and I gave him an opportunity to vent for all those years of frustration when he had tried to be close to me and just couldn't.
When did you decide to share who you were with others in the community? Because that must have been hard just right there, among others in Tyler.
It was very, very difficult for me. And I actually went into a very deep depression for months. But there was just that need to tell.
Where were you with the church as all this was going on, as you and your husband were separating and you were coming to terms with who you were? Were you attending church?
I did continue going to church. When I started coming out, I noticed there were several members that I considered friends who simply could not look me in the eye. and I gave very serious consideration to leaving the church. But then I feel that God nudged me at that time. If I stayed, I told myself that I had a very unique opportunity to become known as a gay Christian. What to many and not maybe most and all the members of that church was an oxymoron. So I decided to stay, and then when my present wife, Brenda, and we have now been together over 17 years, when she joined me at the church, then together we became the church's example of a gay Christian couple. And we made a point of sitting about the third row from the front in the center section where everybody could see us.
I think there are a lot of people who are religious who are also gay and have a sense of, I don't know, almost a self-condemnation. Did you ever experience that?
Oh, yes, constantly. But as I've already mentioned, when I started coming out at age 60, that burden started coming off my shoulders, and that's when I finally realized, and I'm going to get Baptist here on you, I finally realized that the Holy Spirit was pleased with the step I was taking, was pleased with my honesty.
It's a stirring book, One Woman's Journey. It's called Out. We've been speaking with Lou Ann Smoot of Tyler, Texas. Lou Ann, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much, David. Appreciate it.